USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is urging OPEC to boost oil production, saying recent planned increases are insufficient as countries around the world seek to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. During a White House event, President Biden says his economic policies are working.
Jobs are up and monthly price increases have come down. Economic growth is up, the fastest in 40 years, and unemployment is coming down.
Biden saying his administration is keeping a close eye on the record inflation. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she's prepared to take over as the state's first female governor. She says her style is to listen first and then take a decisive action. Speaking to reporters, she says she'll continue meeting with current and potential staff over the next few weeks. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Senator Rand Paul is under suspension by YouTube after posting a video of what it deems to be controversial comments about COVID-19 and masks. The Kentucky Republican posting a video from last week where he claimed cloth masks don't work. The CDC has consistently said cloth and over-the-counter masks offer some protection from COVID-19. The governor of Oregon is lowering the requirements to graduate high school in her state.
Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the spending continues in Washington, D.C., one Republican senator is sounding the alarm.
The Senate approved the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Tuesday and immediately shifted focus to a much larger Democratic budget resolution that contains the rest of President Biden's priorities laid out in the American Families Plan. The chamber moved into a marathon voting session known as a Votorama, where an unlimited number of amendments can be proposed. But Senator Mike Braun says that the Republicans need to do whatever they can in the process to stop the spending package. The Indiana Republican tells Newsmax TV that the GOP can't be complicit in a rapid expansion of the national debt.
We better not be accommodating the Democrats to raise the debt ceiling. They need to shove that through their own reconciliation package. And then mostly we need to hold firm there and then start changing our ways to where we're not part of this unholy alliance where it's a quid pro quo. We give them what they want on domestic spending. They give us what we want on defense spending. We're another $1 trillion in debt normally.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A 5-year-old Virginia boy is dead after being left in a hot car. Police in Fairfax County made the discovery yesterday after they got a call for help from a home in the Springfield area near Washington, D.C. First responders finding the boy unresponsive in the driveway, and he was rushed to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.